Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, consciousness facilitator and expander of realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you're joining me today. And today I'm talking about something I'm really seeing a lot right now. Right? You're going through an awakening. You're going through all these shifts and changes, but maybe you're still feeling stuck. Maybe even feeling a bit disenchanted with this world. You have shifted, you have changed, but obviously not enough because you keep getting re-stuck in the mud. So what do you do about that? How do you stay out of the yuck? Today, I am sharing tools and tips to shift and change and to really learn how to go with the flow and not buy into the low times as an intensity that you can't change, really. So what do you do when you're feeling disenchanted with the world, when your awakening turns sour? Yeah, so let's go ahead and just take some nice deep breaths today. You know, most of the world I find is going through this massive life overhaul, right? We're waking up to the bull crap in our lives. We've been shifting, changing, and we've been digging deep. And perhaps maybe you started at this space of unhappiness and emptiness. And although you have shifted, you still may have those periods where you feel unmagical and lifeless. Your awakening will have really many stages. And that's kind of one of the things I wanted to really talk about today within this is some days will be amazing, right? You'll have massive breakthroughs, you'll have upgrades, and some days you will not even believe how freaking amazing you are at creating, right? You're going to be a massive creator, creating magic and miracles everywhere you go. And then there will be the down days, right? There will be those days that you feel so much resistance. You will choose stuff you thought you knew better to choose. You will recycle some major crap, maybe one more time, because hey, what if you were wrong last time, right? We all do that. We all double dip back into the stuff that we had already decided that, you know, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to do that again, right? Then maybe one more time. And you will feel defeated. You might feel overwhelmed. Head noise may even return telling you, you can't do this. What were you thinking? This will never change. And for days, maybe even weeks, you will play in this low energy of defeat. You will feel bad for yourself and you may even get mad, right? And you know what? One day that will shift again. The sun will come out and shine on your face again. You will be on top of the world again. And man, will you kill it with awareness. You will feel so light and so free. And in those moments, you are evolving, shifting, changing, and creating something different. And when the low comes back around, it won't be so intense the next time. It won't feel so overwhelming. There is an unless, right? Unless you let it, unless you buy into it, unless you feed into that low energy. So today I'm going to share some tips, some tools for everyday life, not just for the downtimes. Okay, these tips are for the everyday to learn how to show up differently so your life will change for the better. Yeah. So let's just take some nice deep breaths here for a moment. And we are going to expand. Now, if you've never expanded before, basically what you're going to do is you're just going to listen to the sound of my voice. We're going to let your being expand, not your body, right? If you've never done this before, basically how this works is you are an infinite being. You are an infinite amount of energy, of space, and of consciousness, and you have a body. And your body is within your being. Your being is not within your body. Your body is a receiving organ, receiving information from everyone all the time. So what we're going to do here is we are going to expand out your being, not your body, and allow your being to just really truly get into a expanded space, a place where within this being is all of your points of views, all of your belief systems, everything that you believe to be real and true is all stored within the being of who you be. And what we're going to do is we are going to kind of dive into these areas where you have these different energetic storage spaces that are really kind of creating those down in those lows and kind of shift and change them, but also give you some tips and tools in that expansion area to choose something different. So as we kind of move forward here, we're just going to get into that expanded space, get into that space of you. So go ahead and take some nice deep breaths. And let's put our barriers down. Our barriers down. Our barriers down. Our barriers down. And nice deep breaths. And let's go ahead and expand out. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the suit building that you're in. Go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. Nice deep breath. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the city that you're in. All the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the state that you're in, all the way out, and all the way down, and all the way up. And the state that you're in, all the way out, and all the way down, and all the way up. And go ahead and go out as big as the country that you're in, all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And the planet that we're all on is big as planet Earth, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster. In the universe. In the multiverse, multiple universes. Times that by a million, times that by a million, times that by a million, times that by a million. All the way out to the space of who you be as the infinite being that you be. Yeah, nice deep breath. Let's just settle into that space for a moment. Bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster. So really kind of stepping into this space where we are really ready to change these downtimes, right? We're really ready to kind of live more in that even keel of energy. Today I have lots of tips for that. And I want to say, kind of as a preempt to this, if you're still functioning in a lot of like emotional ping-ponging, I would suggest first and foremost that you really do a lot of deep clearing on a lot of that emotional stuff. And I know I said at the beginning here, right? I mean, most of us are still going through that shift and change, right? We're still really going through that emotional deep cleanse. So continuing to clear out those areas is really key, I feel like, to really at least dissipating the reactatory reaction, right? I guess that's, I don't know if that's not really the right words there, but the really reducing the reaction in your body is key, right? So as we kind of go through this, keeping that in mind, that it's really super duper important to stop the reaction in the body. So as we kind of move forward here, the number one thing to really get into is learning to practice gratitude daily for everything. Okay, this universe is a frequency-based universe. It responds energetically to what you are giving energy to. It doesn't care if you're complaining or celebrating joy. It really doesn't, you guys. It doesn't really care what, the universe doesn't care what you're putting out there. If you're always saying, I hate traffic, right? The universe goes, oh, let's surround her with traffic, because it doesn't read the hate part. It doesn't. The resistance of the thing actually only creates more of it. So when you say something like, I hate traffic, the universe only really hears that word of traffic. Like, especially when you think about, oh, I hate traffic jams. You know, we all get that mental picture, right? We all know what that feels like to be in a traffic jam. We all know what that feels like to be stuck in a space where you're surrounded by vehicles and you have nowhere to go, right? So when you think, I hate traffic, what you're doing is you're sending that mental picture of that traffic to the universe. And that's what the universe is reading. It's reading the energy of what you are stating, right? So then the universe says, oh, I'll give her more traffic. I'll give her more things that she likes, right? Or you can kind of flip-flop that. Let's say you're having a kind of a congested drive to work. And instead of focusing on what you don't like that's showing up, you can say something like, I am grateful for easy drives to work. And then all of a sudden there's space again, right? When I say, I hate traffic, I hate driving in traffic jams, it's like contracted, it's like little, right? But if you say, I'm grateful for easy drives to work, we know what that feels like. We know what an easy drive to work feels like. We know how much better it is to have an easy drive to work, right? So when we say that, the universe knows that you desire easy drives to work. Yeah, it works just that, really that simple. So being thankful for everyday things can be hard to get used to initially, really, but practicing it throughout your day not only programs you for the positive, it also connects you with more things that light up your life. So going on kind of that same thing, it's like you have to learn how to be grateful for every single thing that's happening in your life. And what happens when you really start practicing gratitude is you start to really feel where you have resistance. And I'm going to talk about that as well. But so when we wake up in the morning, want to, you know, kind of acknowledge, I had a great night of sleep, right? I'm grateful for my warm, comfortable bed. I love my blankies. They keep me so cozy. Kind of staying in that alignment of having gratitude. And if when I say that, you think, oh gosh, my bed is uncomfortable. My blankets are scratchy. I don't really have good night sleeps. All of that, that's all resistance, right? Yeah, and everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And all we're going to do here is we're just going to clear the energy for that. Everything, all of that is, all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? and vaporize, 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 vaporize. And when you go to the bathroom and you're getting ready for the day, I'm so thankful for indoor plumbing, for hot showers. It's so nice to live in a time when we have these conveniences. Because just think about this, you guys. Just even, I guess it's probably been, 80, 90 years now. But still, we lived in this reality for thousands of years without having the conveniences of having indoor plumbing. I mean, we have lived with indoor plumbing for a very fraction of the time that we haven't, right? And there's still parts in this world that don't have that convenience. They can't just go to their bathroom. Some parts of the world don't even have bathrooms, right? I am so grateful for my indoor plumbing. I love my hot showers. I love that I can go to the bathroom and I can flush the toilet. I mean, these are all things that you can start saying right now to reprogram your brain to be grateful. When you go to the fridge, I'm grateful to have food to eat. Wow, I am so blessed to have delicious food that nourishes my body. Yeah, and just kind of just really settle into that. There's so many things throughout your day that you can be grateful for, even if you're having one of those down days, even if you're having one of those days where you're feeling a ton of upset in your body, where you're really feeling like, oh, this is never going to change. Get your mind out of the looping of what you don't like and get into the energy where you are feeling gratitude, where you are feeling grateful for what you do have in your life. Now, this may seem overkill, but if you do this, again, you're going to feel how much resistance you have built up to living in this reality. You must release the resistance in order to move on in your awakening journey. As we look at really releasing resistance, in order to really truly become the space of something different and awaken all of you, you really have to learn how to stop resisting everyone and everything. You have to stop defending your actions. You have to stop defending and fighting against other people, places, and things. You have to master the flow of your life. Now, I'm going to go back to kind of the first statement I said at the beginning here that I felt a lot of kind of like a lot of resistance in, right? I had a great night of sleep. I am so grateful for my warm, comfortable bed. I love my blankies. They keep me so cozy. If you're feeling like, oh gosh, my bed's uncomfortable, my blankets, you know, they suck, they're scratchy, they need to be washed, whatever, so on and so forth, right? And you have all this resistance to that. You know, one of the things that I learned in my journey here is being willing to have the stuff that I desired. Kind of goes, I feel like it goes hand in hand with releasing resistance. Okay. Being willing to choose the stuff that I desire in my life. So to me, that means, you know, one of my priorities when I started really going through my awakening was really starting to choose things that really lit my body up. And that was from as simple things to having a warm and cozy blanket, to having soft sheets, to making sure that the things around me in my life worked in order for my life, right? Like if every time I walked into my bathroom, I was reminded that the plumbing needed to be fixed and it made me feel bad, then my priority needs to be I need to fix the plumbing, or I need to find an alternative so I'm not in that space where I'm constantly looping in, making what I do have around me wrong and not really truly feeling that level of comfort that I would like to have in my life. It's like somewhere we have all this resistance to, oh, I can't afford that. Oh, I can't have that. Oh, I can't choose that. Oh, I can't, you know, I can't allow myself to have that, you know, level of amazingness. And the thing is that's a resistance energy. Yeah, everything, all of that is, and all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. Everywhere you're not allowed to have, everywhere you can't have, everywhere you're in the constructs of not allowed to, I guess this is mostly not allowed to have, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize. As you are going through your awakening, as you are learning a new way to be, you have to learn a new way to have as well. Like to have a comfortable surroundings, to have things that work in your life, to have spaces and places that make you feel cozy and welcoming and wanted and give you a space to be able to have ease. You have to make yourself a priority. In order to truly become your true self, you must learn how to make yourself a priority in your life. You are worthy and deserving of anything that you desire. You are capable of creating anything you would like to have. You are able to be anything that you would like to be. But you must make the space for you to truly create it. Going back to even at the beginning of this, when I was talking about having gratitude, this having gratitude exercise is a great place to start. And I know sometimes it can feel really overwhelming, especially if you're in a space where not a lot of the things in your life is working for you. Like, you know, again, like I don't have a comfy bed. I don't have warm, soft covers. I'm showering in a shower that's uncomfortable. When I bought my first home, I was 17 years old. My grandmother was a real estate agent. Actually, I was 18 years old. I'm sorry. I was 18 years old when I first bought my first home. My grandma was a real estate agent, and I had lived in an apartment for a year, and while I was living in the apartment, my grandma was like, you know, you're wasting your money on rent and you have to, you know, you should own property and it's really not that hard. And so anyway, she talked me into buying a home. Well, I was, you know, 18 years old and I was working full-time at the time. I was going to college. I just started college. I was working full-time at a plant actually, but I wasn't making much more than minimum wage. So anyways, I bought a house in a, I wouldn't say it was a terrible area, but it wasn't necessarily an amazing area to live in. And it wasn't a very expensive house. It was 3 bedrooms, but it only had it had a full bath, but the bathroom had a bathtub in it. And then the downstairs in the basement had a shower, and the shower was kind of scary. It was kind of this like makeshift shower. The floor was, the basement was, it was a dry basement, but it was, you know, I live in Michigan and it wasn't a Michigan basement. A Michigan basement is where the floor is dirt. It did have concrete on the floor, right? But the floor in the shower was just like pebbled, like a pebbled floor. I don't know how to explain it, but it was like real dirt. It just had like, you know, rocks on it. And I really hated that shower, but the alternative was that I had to take a bath in the bathtub, and I didn't want to take a bath. So I used that shower often, and I hated that shower. I made it through it, but that shower was definitely not my favorite, we'll say that. And so as I was even using that shower, I can remember even really just thinking about what I wanted my life to be like, right? Even in those days, really looking at what I really wanted my life to be like, what I was striving towards. And, you know, if you're in a situation right now where you feel like a majority of your life is uncomfortable, and it really, we're coming into these paradigms where it's easier and easier and easier to create. Okay. So again, we have to get out of kind of that energy of hating where we're at and being thankful for what we have created and what is available, and giving ourselves space to really truly integrate what it is that we do desire. Yeah, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. When clearing things out is a kind of a great way to really, if you haven't done this already, is a great way to really start shifting and changing your space even more. You know, it was amazing to me how much around me I had of things that I didn't really desire when I was really going through my awakening. It was like, you know, here I am every day walking by a bookcase that's full of old memories of maybe my ex-husband and, you know, all of these things. And it's like that space, I didn't want to continue to reintegrate that space into my life anymore. So I had to release all of that stuff that really truly didn't work for me, understanding that, you know, it was time to make myself a priority, and I had to stay in alignment with the energies that really truly did work for me. You also have to stop doing things that don't work for you. Now, I'm not for a minute suggesting that you stop working at your job because you hate it, okay? That's not at all what I'm saying. But what I am saying is you have to start establishing what does work for you and what doesn't. And I'm going to go back to even having the gratitude thing, right? Like if you're living in an environment where, you know, the shower has a rock floor and it just really truly doesn't work for you, you have to start really you have to really look at what can I choose? What can I choose differently that is going to create more for me? You have to really start choosing, and maybe that means you need to start really putting the energy towards moving. You have to stop really doing the things that don't work for you. You have to stop cycling and saying yes to stuff that you really don't want to do. Okay, you have to stop choosing the things that you don't want to choose. You have to stop allowing yourself to continue to get reintegrated back into energies that don't work for you. And you have to release the guilt you feel for not doing them. Because really, there's no right and there's no wrong. There's only choice. And if you look at something and it feels heavy for your body and your being, saying no can be one thing that can really truly set yourself free. And you have to learn how to say no, right? This is your life, no one else's. Every single thing you do or chooses creates an energy in your life. When you start shifting and changing, the things that don't work for you will become heavy and hard to do. And that's because you're shifting and changing and your alignment is changing. Listen to your awareness. Honor yourself. If your awareness is a hard no about you want to do something, say it out loud without an excuse and take ownership of your choice. I was having a conversation the other day with someone about that autoresponder where we feel like we always have to have an excuse, right? If we want to say no, we always have to follow it up with an excuse. And oftentimes, the excuse is where we get it, right? The excuse is where we'll start looping in, oh gosh, I can't say no because I don't have a good enough reason, or I don't have enough space for me to be able to say no. This is your life, no one else's. I want to repeat that. Every single thing you do or choose creates an energy in your life. Every single thing. If you choose something and it starts creating all kinds of wonky energy in your life, you can say no. You can make a different choice. Making yourself a priority is really looking at what energies are being created in my life. What things are creating certain energies that are taking me out of alignment of me, of who I be and what works for me? Yeah, and let's just clear here for a moment. All of the shikyu, stupidity, unconsciousness, anti-consciousness, and energy fog in and around all of this. All of that, 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 all of that. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. All we're doing here is shifting that energy so you can have a different choice, a different possibility in your life. I'm just going to vortex that through, vortex that through, vortex that through. Give you more space and more ease, more space and more ease. And I'm just going to vortex that all the way through and all the way through and all the way through and all the way through. As you're shifting and changing, you are really learning what works for you and what doesn't. So you have to establish boundaries. You are a different person than you used to be. You are learning how to be you, right? You're shifting and changing and clearing and releasing all of this form and structure for what you feel like you have to be, or all of this, these changes in your life. You're learning how to be you. You're learning how to process through life. You have to give yourself the time and the space to do that. And that means saying no to maybe frequent visitors of your home. I know when I was shifting and changing, I used to have people that used to just, you know, before my shift, I should say, I had a lot of people who just came over and hung out. And I had just lots of different friends, right? And this was even true in my business too. And I had lots of business associates, but people would come over to my home, come over to my business even, and, kind of like hang out, leave a mess. And that would frustrate me to no end. And here I am trying to shift and change and create something different. And what I realized was I had to stay out of the situations that created frustration for me, right? I had to kind of energetically decide what different choices were creating what different energies in my life. And I had to start saying no to the things that created energies where I felt frustrated, where I felt upset, where I felt overwhelmed, where I felt, the things I no longer wanted to feel in my life. And I even did this even with my children, if you're a parent, you understand that sometimes you get into these areas of funk in your life, right? Where you kind of do these patterns with your kids. And as you're waking up, you may see these patterns. And this may not even be necessarily even true with just your children. This can be patterns with other family members and even patterns with friends, right? And one of the things I started even saying to my kids a lot was, I always felt like, sometimes they push me right to the edge, right? They'd push me right to that place where it was like, and I would just blow up. And when I would start to perceive that energy, or even if I got to the point where I blew up, I would say later, like, hey, this is not the person I want to be any longer. I do not want to be this person who yells and screams and cries and is upset. Like, this just does not work for me. And so I would admit when I'm wrong, right? I would admit it. Okay, I did it again. Okay, but I do not want to be this person. I had to establish these boundaries for myself. And admitting that I was wrong was a big part of that, right? I messed up and I knew it and I apologized. I had to clear the air immediately, because one of the things that you have to get if you're shifting and changing and you really truly want to be different, you cannot let things linger. Sometimes saying sorry is hard, but the more you do it, the more you practice it, the easier it gets. And sometimes it took me maybe 3 or 4 days before I would realize that I had done something that I didn't really have my boundaries in, right? And it created a certain energy in my life, and it started kind of taking my life in a different direction. And I had to go back and say, I'm sorry. I had to say it right that moment. I had to say it right when I thought of it, right? Clear the air. And the more that I practiced apologizing, the easier and easier it got in my life. So right away, I could start saying, oh, I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to choose that. I'm sorry. Moving on. Can we start over? I use my kids a lot in this process, because a lot of my shifting and changing, a lot of my awakening had to come from a kind of reorganizing who I was as a parent. I had to learn a new way to be. And when I decided that I really needed to be this new person, I started choosing her every single day. Give yourself space to show up differently. You are learning a new way to be. How you have been functioning in the past is no longer working as we shift and change and rearrange the molecules of this universe. You have to learn how to continually flow in the expansion of what you want your life to be like. When you feel yourself recycling back into old energies, old spaces, old places, you have to choose to move forward into something greater. I completely understand the feeling disenchanted with this world, but I do know that when I have those slower or lower periods, in the capacity that they are now is way different than the capacity that they used to be, because I allowed myself the space to be able to say, okay, I have changed. I have shifted. I am learning how to be different. The thing is the awakening of your soul is not a process where it's like, okay, I'm going to do this for, 4 months, and then all of a sudden I'm just going to go on my magical way of complete and total happiness for the rest of my life. I mean, I wish it could be like that, but the reality is you are clearing out lifetimes of form and structure and resistance and living in paradigms and realities that really truly didn't work for you. We have gone through the gamut of being and doing everything in this reality, and we have a lot of energetic storage around all of this. That energetic storage is really truly what you have to learn how to shift and change so you can show up differently. And that's in those everyday choices. It's in the everyday reactions. It's in the things that you do and choose every single day. It's reprogramming. It's looking at what you would like to choose and giving yourself the space to choose it. Nice deep breath. Many of us have never lived in a place where we really truly got to choose what we would like to choose. And it's like a relearning of, number one, how to even know how to make choices for yourself. And number two, being able to really truly choose those choices without looping in the upset afterwards. Right now I am two calls into, today is October 23rd, 2019. I'm two calls into my new free series. And it's only a three-call series, but you can still sign up for this two-call series. And this series is basically really about a lot about how your world is showing up, right? I talk a lot about how the past carries into your future, right? And that's a lot of that, like looping in your old decisions, looping in the shoulda, woulda, couldas, right? Of what you should have done, or what someone else should have done, or the pain someone caused you, or so on and so forth, and so on and so forth. Letting these old images of you stop you. And that's really what I talk a lot about in the first call. In the second call, we're talking a lot about basically kind of diving deeper into these paradigms of these old storage spaces. And, you know, in this, the second call, I talk about when I first heard the phrase, your point of view creates your reality does not create your point of view. And really how kind of angry that made me, but how I do believe that's true in a sense, but at the same time, how much of that I believe is really, there's a whole deeper seated thing going on. It's not just about your point of view. It's about the energetic imprint that you have in this world. It's about your past lives. It's about the things that you've been and done. It's about the things that you've experienced in this lifetime. It's about the choices that you've made. These are all kind of laying a foundation for the energetic imprint of stuff that creates your life. And so we talk a lot about that in the second call. And with these calls, there is some worksheets as well. And if you're listening to this call way after October 23rd, 2019, either way, you can still go sign up as of right now. I have the free series on my website as a opt-in. And all you have to do is go there, sign up, www.jamie-bates.com, and you can sign up for the series and you can kind of run through it yourselves. And if you're listening to this right now on the 23rd, I mean, technically you could still be live on the last call, which the last call is Friday, but I would have you do the first two calls before you actually join us for the last call, because it really is important to kind of take this step by step and really truly see how the energy of your day is creating the way that your life is showing up. It's that learning how to reprogram yourself to always kind of go to that place that you desire to create versus the energetic imprint of what you have been created or what was created in your life. And, you know, often I talk to people and it's like, you know, most of us are coming from generations and generations and generations and generations of lack, right? And this is not just lack of money. This is in lack of, you know, you can't have that. You can't choose that. You can't have comfort. You can't have ease. You can't have fun. You can't have joy. You can't have these things because life has to be hard. Life has to be a struggle. Life has to be overwhelming. Life has to be, you know, all of these implanted points of view in which we have lived within this reality. And many of us are shifting and changing those paradigms, not only for ourselves, but for future generations. And you have to get a hold of all of those subconscious points of view that are continually rearing their head and telling you that you can't have, you can't be, you can't choose, you can't this, you can't this, right? You can't that, you can't this, you can't that. You have to get a handle on all of those so you can move forward in your life and start being that conscious creator of what it is that you desire. And again, you can sign up for that on my website, www.jamie-bates.com. Yeah, it's time to live a life of that free and easy. You know, it's time to stop really buying into those lack and limitations and really stop internalizing those low moments. And here's kind of the thing is, as you awaken, you're going to have those, again, those really, really high days, right? Those really days that you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm having these massive, amazing breakthroughs and life is easy and everything is great. And you're going to have those really big high moments. And then you're going to have those days where it feels like nothing's moving. It feels like everything's going really slow. The key to those days is to not buy into any of the intensity that your head says. Because the first thing that your head will start going to is, oh my gosh, I'm back. I'm back to this disgusting place that I used to be, right? Your head is going to start trying to convince you that you are back into the depths of the depression again, or the upset again, or whatever it was that you were struggling with major. And, you know, the reality is we all, the world has ups and downs. Not everyone lives in this ecstatic joy of every single day. And that's, for me, why I'm always talking about the ease, right? I just want to have that continuous energy of ease. Because you know what? There are days where it just feels like not a whole lot's going on, and that's okay. Like, that's okay. But I don't have to buy into the intensity that, oh my gosh, my life is terrible and all of my depression is back, or all of my upset is back, or I must be experiencing this, or I must be experiencing that. No, it's okay to just have a down day. It's okay to just have a day where nothing is moving and nothing is shifting and nothing's really changing. And as long as you stay out of your head, you'll feel that it's just a day of down. And when I say down, I don't mean like in the depths of the mud. I mean, just like, it's just a day where it just really feels like nothing is moving. And then if I don't make that significant, if I don't really try to figure out why nothing is moving and I just move through it, the next day's better. And then all of a sudden I'm up again and I'm really, really, really high this time, because the thing is I didn't go really low because I didn't try to figure it out. I stayed in the gratitude of my day, right? I still upheld my boundaries. I still said no one was required. I still did the things, even though I wasn't in that high space. I still did the exact same as what I would have done if I would have been in that high space. And that's the key to change. When you start feeling those down times, you cannot just succumb to them and become that low space, because as soon as you do, as soon as you internalize that, as soon as you buy into it, it takes you even lower. So everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universe's ink? Could we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Nice deep breath. So today I am going to write a blog that is going to go in alignment with this radio show today. So please check it out if you're in this space. Getting into the habit of doing the things like practicing gratitude, releasing the resistance, making yourself a priority, being willing to choose stuff that you've desired. Stopping doing things that don't work for you, learning to say no, establishing boundaries, admitting when you're wrong, all of these things will bring you into that daily new way to be. And you can check out my blog. You guys, I have tons of blogs. I have tons and tons and tons of blogs with tons of free information. My blog is, you can find it at jamie-bates-blog, or you can just go to my website, click on the blog on the home page there. My blog has all kinds of information about just things I've wrote, things from my books, all kinds of different things to really help you shift and change. Also, I wanted to mention today, you know, if you're really still kind of looping in a lot of that emotional upset, a lot of that stuff that you're still getting ping-ponged in, like if you still have a lot of resistance, if you're still defending a lot, if you're still going to a lot of anger, rage, fury, whatever it may be, sadness, guilt. You know, my playground is available. My playground has, you guys, so many recordings. I think there's like 200 hours of audio on there right now that has the whole 30 days of money pulls on there. So there's all the money pull audios as well. There's also the 30 days of love audios on there. There's also Creating Choices is a series I did a few years ago, and it's all about how to make choices. That is on there. And then there's, again, there's lots of audios about really, truly clearing out those places and spaces where you're still looping. And you can also find the link to the monthly membership on my website as well. It's under membership portal. And within that membership portal, again, you can pay, like you can join for the year, you can do a monthly. And the membership portal also comes with a free portal call every single month. And this month we are doing feeling I feel everything. And so this month we've been centering. So every month in the membership portal, I actually put additional calls. So there is additional calls for each and every month. This month was I feel everything. And this month I did a whole bunch of calls about releasing the resistance to feeling. You know, we have so much resistance to feeling everything that oftentimes we loop in that resistance to feeling. So it's really a lot about releasing the resistance to feeling and really allowing yourself to understand that, you know, you are a receiver. That's who you are. Your body is a receiving organ, and you are receiving information from everyone and everything all of the time. And so when you reduce the resistance to feeling, you can just allow yourself to receive and pull it through. And that really helps you to shift and change as well. So there's those audios in there too. Plus there's tons and tons and tons of audios about all kinds of other things, and really releasing yourself from form and structure is a lot of it as well. So all of that can be found on my membership portal as well. And again, you can join that membership portal for a monthly fee or for the whole year. So yeah, so I'm super excited about all of the things we have up and coming, and I'm grateful that you're joining me. I love the feedback. Thank you so much for messaging me, emailing me. You can also join me on Facebook and connect to me on Expand Your Reality, as well as my Facebook group or my page, Jamie Bates, and let's chat. If you have something you want to share, if you have a question, let me know. You can also reach out to me on my website as well. So thank you so much for listening to me today. I appreciate you, and I am grateful for each and every one of you. I will look forward to connecting to you in the future. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Bye.